future. Came across a guy who promised to do everything but lose you. Skeptical at first, but still, you gave him a chance to be different. But when your period stopped, it wasn't long before he too came up missing. But first, you broke the news, and he tried to talk you into an abortion, telling you how he's not ready to be a father and how you had no right to force him, how you were only trying to trap him when really you tried to trust him. He put his name on what was in your pants but denied the life in your stomach. Fast forward, you're grown now, but never forgot how that felt. So you refuse to abandon your child even if you have no help, but the world's still blaming you for that coward's decision, calling you a baby mama, like having no help with your intentions. But you don't fit the stereotype of the ones they show on TV. You're not out spending child support on expensive weaves. Matter of fact, you rather starve than see a child not eat. But society doesn't see that or the nights you cry yourself to sleep, not because you need a man or because you're ready to give up, but because your child deserves two parents while you were only designed to be one. Struggling to pay for daycare, but you need that to keep a steady job, yet you get called baby mama drama for making a man take care of his own damn child. While sometimes you wonder why nobody knows your pain, I'm here to tell you, single mothers and superheroes are one and the same. Keep your head up. You survived what few could have gotten through, and that alone is proof that God hasn't forgotten you. Loyalty. I think it's one of the most beautiful concepts in the world, but in the wrong hands, it can be the most destructive effort.